Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Rick Leach. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Wayne Krenchicki. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Juan Berenguer. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a line drive towards third. Krenchicki reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trammell moves to third. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Grubb moves to second. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grubb scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grubb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-1 in the game. Nichols hits a pop-up into right field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Leach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki is 0 for 1 in the game. Krenchicki hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Armas chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Hoffman. Hoffman fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Hoffman. Leach goes all the way around to score. Krenchicki moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley juggles the ball. That's an error on Eckersley. Krenchicki scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Whitaker steals second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Herndon reaches second base with a double. Whitaker scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allinson is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 2 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas is called out on strikes. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-2 in the game. Nichols bunts towards third. Krenchicki fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leach hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Krenchicki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Castillo now playing third base. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Stapleton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman pinch hits for Gary Allinson. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-3 in the game. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Jurek now playing shortstop. Rich Gedman now catching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas, who is chasing the ball. Herndon reaches third base with a triple. Trammell scores. It's 5-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Tigers. John Henry Johnson now pitching. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Kirk Gibson. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss strikes out. One out. Glenn Wilson pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Wilson now playing right field. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Rosma now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. Armas hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to third. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-3 in the game. Nichols strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.